We're going to hear now shortly from Luke Cheevers, who's going to sing for us, The Spanish Lady. But Luke himself is going to become a star of radio in the from Tuesday next. There's a programme about yourself, Luke, on South FM.
Yeah, being broadcast, as you say, by your competition across the river.
Dublin,
now, I don't know whether it penetrates to the far north, like Artane and Coolock now, I don't know. But, I was interviewed for, I think it was over a year, on and off, you know, about what it was like living in Ringsend, where I come from, you know. I was born in 1940, and for a boy in Ringsend, and sure for the girls as well, but more so for the boys, it was a very exciting place for to grow up. We had the docks, which was bustling at life, you know, and noise and ships coming and going up and down the quays. We had Ringsend Park, a lovely big park. We had the Liffey on one side of it, of course, flows through Ringsend, past Ringsend. We had the Dodder flowing on the Ringsend Bridge. We had the canals and we had the sea. So, you know, we're never short of a place to swim.
Absolutely.
And a parish next to us up in Sandy Mount during the season for boxing the fox or robbing the apples. You know, there was always something to do, you know. There was plenty of character in Ringsend, you know. I hope I didn't scandalise anyone. I tried to only scandalise the dead so as there would be no liable cases. But, I enjoyed it. And as I say, it's I believe it's going out on Tuesday at 2:30. And there's 5 one-hour programmes. I didn't think I'd talk that much, but... Obviously.
You'll have to write a book yourself. You'll have to write a book yourself.
No,
Great stuff, Luke. Well, I say that goes out on Dublin South FM from Tuesday next.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, so you're going to round off the afternoon for us, Luke, with a song.
Yeah. Well, first and foremost, thanks for inviting me along. You know, I'm substituting for Frank Nugent, and he asked me to sing a song. I'll have a go at The Spanish Lady. The Spanish Lady, of course, is written by Anonymous, and I like singing songs on programmes or like this. I think it was on them every day of the week. Written by Anonymous, because you don't have to do any research, you know. It's been a favourite for generations of Dublin people, and it's sung all over the English-speaking world, and there's numerous versions of it. Now, the particular version that I have, I got it from a little book by Benedict Coyley called Dublin. The Oxford Press there in the 70s, I think it was, they invited writers to write about our favourite city, and Benedict Coyley chose Dublin. And his version, I'll have a go at. Right? As I went out through Dublin city at the hour of 12 in the night, who should I see but the Spanish lady washing her feet by candlelight? For she dipped and then she dried them over a fire of cramsy coal. In all me life I never did see a maid so neat about the soul. Wakeful litura lura laddie, wakeful litura lura lay. Wakeful litura lura laddie, wakeful litura lura lay. I stopped to peep, but the watchman passed and he said, young fella, the night is late. Away with you home, or I'll wrestle you at a double trot through the Bridewell gate. Well, I blew a kiss to the Spanish lady, hot as a fire of cramsy coals. I've seen dark maids don't never want that white and neat about the soul. Wakeful litura lura laddie, wakeful litura lura lay. Wakeful litura lura laddie, wakeful litura lura lay. Now, she's no mutt for a puddle swaddy with her tortoise comb and her mantle so bright. But she'd make a mutt for the provost marshal or a wife for the mayor in his coat so high. But I'm just a decent college sizer, poor as a sod of smouldery coal. And how could I dress that Spanish lady that's mortal neat about the soul? Wake for the tura lura laddie, wake for the tura lura lay. Wake for the tura lura laddie, wake for the tura lura lay. But she'd make a mutt for the provost marshal, or a wife for the mayor in his coat so high, or a queen of Andalusia kicking her heels in the cardinal's eye. But I'm as blue as cockles, brown as herdens, over a fire of glimmery coals. And how could I dress that Spanish lady that's mortal neat about the soul? Wake for the tura lura laddie, wake for the tura lura lay. Wake for the tura lura laddie, wake for the tura lura lay. I wandered north and I wandered south, be Golden Lane and Patrick's Close, to Coombe, Smithfield and Stony Batter, and back be Napper Tandy's house. But old age has laid her hand upon me, poor as a sod of smouldery coals. And where is that lovely Spanish lady that's mortal neat about the soul? Wake for the tura lura laddie, wake for the tura lura lay. Wake for the tura lura laddie, wake for the tura lura lay. Thank you.